The name of Boaz was mentioned 20 times in this wonderful... Boaz.
20 times?
20 times. Naomi, like you said, 21 times. And Boaz, 20 times. And only in chapter 2, 10 times. And in chapter 4, 8 times. This is just an overview over the whole chapter. Beloved, this book, I can call it with all confidence, the book of Boaz. Because he's a type of the Lord Jesus. In him, there is strength. And beloved, when the name Boaz is mentioned, there is hope. And there is hope. If God, we see him here dealing with a family of his own, that they have decided to go with the current, for everyone is doing it. Well, everyone is going to Moab. There's famine in the land. Everyone is acting this way and dressing this way and bringing such things into the meetings this way. Everyone is doing it. And unfortunately, they went to Moab. And Moab, if it speaks of one thing, speaks of the world from the aspect that Brother Klaus spoke of, but also it speaks of the comfort zone. Remember the king of Moab, Eglon, and he had his upper room and it was air conditioned and he was alone. It speaks about don't go out of your comfort zone like Demas. Demas forsook me because he loved this present world. He didn't do anything wrong. He just, you know what? To follow the Lord and the things of the Lord, to go with Paul, this man that we heard of right now, he stayed faithful until the last moment of his life and the days of falling away from the faith. He forsook Paul and here's Elimelech and his family. And I believe, and you can see me after the meeting, I believe Naomi has a great deal with their decision to go to Moab. Read verse 21, please, of chapter 1. She said, I went full. And the Lord, Jehovah, brought me back empty. She had a big deal. Dear sisters, you are very effective in the decisions of your home. Yes, we've heard that the man is the head of the home. And this is God's order. But beloved, we cannot do it if the Lord isn't the leader. Dear sisters, your effectiveness upon your husbands, your influence will shape the decisions of the home. And, let me add, it will shape the shape of the meetings. But I will go on to say, beloved, Boaz. I want to go back to Boaz. Bethlehem. We are introduced with the city of Boaz. Bethlehem. In Judah. Ephrata. Bethlehem, the house of bread. Judah, praises unto the Lord. And Ephrata, fruitful and fertile. And here, we were expected that this family to be there in the house of bread, rejoicing and praising God and being fruitful unto God, but unfortunately it wasn't the case. Let's go to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus did become hungry after 40 days. And the tempter came to him, since thou art the Son of God, ordain this piece of stone to become a bread. He said, it is written. He held on to the word of God. He held on to what he knew it was true. It is written, a man shall not live by bread alone, but with every word that comes out of the mouth of God. Elimelech didn't do that. But the Lord Jesus did. And he carried on in that thing in his mind. The Lord Jesus came to do the Lord's will. He could say, I have said to Jehovah, thou art my goodness, nothing else besides you. Psalm 16, verse 2. But Elimelech, unfortunately, didn't do it. He had the name of God, but he didn't live for God. And Lord Jesus went from Bethlehem to Golgotha. And there he gave himself, I am the bread of life that gives life to the whole world. But beloved Elimelech, I want to go back to the beautiful thing that Brother Milad brought out a minute ago. The faithfulness, the individual faithfulness. Let me ask this question. If I were to decide I want to live up for God and seek that which is Christ Jesus, Let everyone do whatever they want to do. If I want to be faithful and humble myself, as Solomon could say in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people whom my name has been called upon me humble themselves and seek me and pray to me and return from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and heal their land and forgive their sins. Am I willing to be that person? And if I decided that I'm going to be that person, that God will bless me in my home, bless me in my meetings, bless me where at my place of work and so on. If I decided that I'm going to be that person, beloved, let's not be discouraged, because the individual faithfulness God will honor. Go to Moses. He was alone on the mountain interceding for over 2 million people. Go to Samuel in 1 Samuel, I believe 12. He said, it is sin to me. Far be the thought that I could sin and stop praying for your sake. Beloved, the individual faithfulness, it is requested. May the Lord help us to be faithful individuals.